USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr could reveal the findings from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as soon as Sunday. Political leaders on both sides of the aisle are hoping for a quick release, and they want the public to see what's in the report. Republican Congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He has a message for everyone regarding this report.
Out of the Mueller investigation, we didn't get a single indictment on collusion with Russia. That was the underlying issue. I don't think that the president's supporters should uncork the champagne quite yet. I think there will be negative things about the president in the report. But, I mean, this was a biased group of people that only looked at President Trump and didn't look at the true collusion.
Flood damage is expected to exceed $1.3 billion in Nebraska. That's according to Governor Pete Ricketts. Despite their losses, Ricketts says people continue to work together and Nebraska will recover from this flood. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting last year commits suicide. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A recent grad of the school, 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, taking her own life last weekend, according to Aiello's mother, who says her daughter was close friends with shooting victim Meadow Pollock and felt survivor's guilt from the attack. Aiello had since been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and her mother says she was struggling with college because of her fear of being in a classroom. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man was arrested Friday for throwing a glass of water in the face of Republican Congressman Steve King at a restaurant in Fort Dodge, Iowa. The man approached the congressman while he was eating lunch, asked if he was in fact Congressman King, and then he threw a glass of water on him. The man was arrested on two counts of a misdemeanor simple assault and one count of disorderly conduct. The congressman was not injured during the assault. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new report out from the Environmental Working Group found that spinach and kale are the two vegetables that contain the most residue from pesticides. Now, rounding out the top five include apples, strawberries, and nectarines. The group also found that 90% of samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, and nectarines tested positive for two or more pesticides. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian, and she joined CBS This Morning and reminds us.
We live in an environment where pesticides can stay in our soil and our water for decades.
Yeah. But I hear you saying it's okay to eat it as long as you don't eat a lot of it.
Well, it's also, we have to look at the amount that's in the food.
Yeah.
How much is in there, and how much is going to actually have an effect and increase our risk for these health issues that we mentioned previously. The EPA, the USDA, they're saying the amount in these foods are not enough to really cause a lot of problems. The Environmental Working Group also says the benefits of eating these do outweigh the risk of those pesticides. So what we can do is buy organic when we can't afford it. You can buy frozen when the food's not in season. Save some money doing that,
mm-hmm.
Right? Don't use pesticides in your yard. Try not to. Try not to use them in your home gardens.
Heller also says you got to make sure you remember to wash your fruits and vegetables.
And I think we forget when we buy things like parsley or basil. They need to be washed when they're fresh. We need to wash melons and lemons and limes. And that doesn't take off just a lot of the pesticide residue, but a lot of the other detritus that these vegetables and produce are exposed to in transit and prep. We do need to wash our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of us forget to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.